Ko moe awa tamanui France in tēnei, this is your Wātea English News. Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins says shutting down Te Aka Whaiora is a wasted opportunity to reset the entire health system. The Māori Health Authority is being wound up after less than a year in operation, and most of its staff and operations are being transferred back to Health New Zealand, Te Whatuora, and the Ministry of Health. Mr. Hipkins says government doesn't have all the answers to every challenge the country faces, and one of its jobs should be to empower the people who do. That's why Labour is committed to by Māori, for Māori approaches.
When we're back in government, we're still committed to that approach, and I think if we can get that up and running, then actually non-Māori are going to be demanding something similar, because they're going to be looking at the more holistic way that our Māori health providers think about healthcare, and they're going to be saying, why can't we have that as well? So the very old-fashioned way we think about health has to change. And I actually think our Māori health providers are at the forefront of changing it, because they're taking a much more holistic approach to health and well-being.
Chris Hipkins says the people who were angry before the election about issues like the cost of living crisis are still angry because the problem hasn't gone away. And Engati Tuwharetoa environmental consultant says the fast-track approvals bill could endanger treaty settlements. Public submissions on the bill close on Friday. Tino Poro from Poipoia says the bill will allow applicants who meet criteria to swap their land with conservation lands. That's a double standard for settled iwi.
The Crown kept saying that you couldn't have anything of dock estate, but they're quite happy to sell it off to someone who wants to develop it. I just think all of that goes against the heart of what we are as tangata whenua, but also New Zealanders. No one wants to see precious parts of our land developed or short-term gain for largely individuals that don't invest back into our own communities.
And lastly, the chair of Auckland Council's Planning, Environment and Parks Committee, Richard Hills, says it was only by strong councillor pushback that a committee grant program was saved. The Ngā Hapori Momoho Thriving Communities grant, along with a regional arts and culture fund and various transport subsidies, were on Mayor Wayne Brown's cull list last year, but it was eventually approved at a lower level of funding. Mr. Hills' committee has just approved grants totalling $318,000 to 13 organisations, with about half the money directly benefiting Māori through activities like a spoken word poetry workshop for Māori, a community connection program with older Aucklanders, and a music wellness program.
Not funding the whole event or the whole program, but it's us being able to use a little bit of ratepayer money to help maybe a project get off the ground or help it get other funds. So really it is a good way to make that dollar go further. We know that community organisations are the leaders in our community getting things done, so we like to support them as opposed to try and lead it through ourselves.
That's your Wātea English News.